When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Love Wide Open. I am your host, Heidi Dallaire. I am an alternative healthcare practitioner, coach, massage therapist, writer, blogger, creator, love slinger. I can be found on all social media channels, YouTube, lovewideopen.com, and our large presence on Facebook at Love Wide Open. Welcome to episode 35. Where we'll be talking about shrinking versus expanding. I have had the pleasure of recently reading The Vortex by Esther Hicks and the teachings of Abraham. And it talks about basically all of our relationships with anyone, with ourselves, with other people, children, with adults, with people we don't get along with the universe. And that big message is really about being in alignment with yourself truly and fully. And when you are in alignment with yourself, how much your awareness and your being is allowed to expand into further growth and to truly thrive. You know, I made this poster today for my Facebook page, Love Wide Open, and it says, "What's for you will bring out the best in you, not the worst. That's how you'll know." Right? Like, if you think about it, when you are shrinking, or you are hanging on to things that you think are in alignment with yourself, it causes you pain, usually, or things are a struggle. But when you let go of the things that you are holding on to that aren't good for you, that don't bring out the best in you, then everything opens up. And you sit with who you truly are and what you truly want in life, and how to be with yourself and with other people, where you come from a place of clarity, vulnerability, and love with others, where you don't cast judgment or rightness or wrongness upon someone else. So this statement today, what's for you will bring out the best in you, not the worst. That's how you'll know. Haven't you ever gone through something like that? Where, wow, you come across someone and it just brings out the absolute worst in you. You react in ways that aren't normally like you. You get frustrated, you get upset, you change yourself for someone else. You shrink down who you actually are for someone else's needs and benefits. To me, that's exactly when you know something's not for you and you have to move away from it. Where something is holding you back so much that you can't align with who you truly are and move forward and thrive in life. Haven't you ever done that? Have you ever shrunk yourself for either one, your own misbeliefs in your head about who you were, so you shrunk yourself because of yourself, or you've shrunk yourself for the wants and needs of someone else and to please somebody else? And when you can get through that sort of circular thinking, kind of blow it open the world is so open and beautiful to you, because you're just sitting in a place where, ooh, you're in true alignment for yourself, and you will no longer allow others to shrink you or yourself to do those things. You will only allow yourself to expand. You will only allow yourself to be in the presence of people who nurture you, stand beside you, prop you up, uplift you, applaud you, and say, yeah, do your thing. So just one more time. What's for you will bring out the best in you, not the worst. That's how you'll know. That's how you'll know what's best for you, because it will never bring out the worst in you. Thanks for listening. Again, I am Heidi Dallaire. Can be found on several social media channels at Love Wide Open and lovewideopen.com. I want to thank my listeners for their support. You can support this broadcast if you are listening on Anchor FM. There will be an option to support. I thank you for whatever you would like to give. And if you are not listening through Anchor FM, you can go to anchor.fm.com/lovewideopen and feel free to support this broadcast. I'll give a shout out to anyone who does. And any questions you may have, you can reach me at Heidi@lovewideopen.com. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great day.